Okay. Is that what you call them both? That's okay. That's all right. And if you you might use a comb in your hair, or you might use a
brush.
And what do you do with that? You wet your hair. You
brush your hair.
Okay. At Riverview and other amusement parks, what do you call these fast-moving rides on rails? You know, just a general name for all of them, for all of these fast-moving rides. Don't spend much time there, huh? It's okay.
I've been thinking of the monorail they've been talking about.
Yeah.
But they can't get that off my mind.
For sharpening a razor, this is a piece of leather.
Drop.
And a, he wasn't firing live ammunition, he was firing blank what? He wasn't firing. They have some fountain pens, also they call them this kind of type of pen. You know, it's just a, where you stick the ink in a little tube. You call that a what type? And it's also used in referring to ammunition.
A cartridge.
Yeah. And this is something that you the kids sit on at the playgrounds. One sits on either end, goes up and down like this.
Seesaw.
And this is one that another thing that kids play on. It goes around in a circle. They sit on.
Merry go round.
And when they had coal stoves, they used to keep one of these next to the stove, filled with coal, small.
Scuttle.
And now, what kind? Would you just name the kinds of heating units that you've had in houses in which you've lived?
Coal.
What would you call? I mean, you'd call that. I mean, for instance, you'd call. What would you call it? A coal what?
Coal-fired furnace.
Okay, so.
Oil burner.
Okay. Any?
Gas.
Okay. How about, how is the water kept hot? How do you keep?
Heated by gas.
And you'd call it a what? The unit itself. Do you have a name for the unit?
Gas hot water heater.
Now this is, used on construction, construction work. It has one wheel in the front and two handles in the back. A guy pushes it along.
Wheelbarrow.
And this is a small thing you hold in your hand for sharpening a knife.
Pumice.
And this is a larger one that might have a treadle on it that's round. You sharpen knives. And can't think of it? Okay. Now, if you're cooking, You take a pan out. You're going to bake a cake, let's say. You might put some Crisco or Spry or something on a piece of wax paper and do what to the pan? You
grease the pan.
And then if there's you have too much of this. Let's say you have too much Spry or something. You're frying chicken and you say, "My, this I use too much. This